These people have crazy jobs. Like UFC fighters, which is great. I'm a huge UFC fan. Love it. I don't know if you've ever seen Ultimate Fighting. It's crazy. It's like boxing, except they kick you and they fucking choke you out. And they attack you. But it's like, that's their job. Like, it always blows my mind. Like, that's what you have to just go and fight somebody at work. Like, nobody, like, really wants to fight. But, like, that's your job? Like, some guy's just gonna make you bleed out of your eyes? It's awful. Like, yeah, I'm going to work. Oh, how's that gonna be? A nightmare? I mean, it's gonna be someone's gonna attack me. Attack me. As hard as they can. They're really strong. It's like, I don't really get into a lot of fights. Except when booze is involved. My trainer, Jack Daniels, shows up and gets in my corner. But this is a good way to get into a fight. This is the last fight I was into. And I went through a phase where I would get drunk and I'd be at the bar and I would pull my dick out of my pants and I would put it over my wrist. I would let it like hang over my wrist. And then I would walk up to strangers and I'd be like, hey man, I can't read my watch. Can you read my watch? I'm so wasted, dude. So drunk, man, I can't read my watch. And they would freak out. And I went through this phase where I would do it all the time. So one time, it didn't go well. So weird. So one time, I walk up to this blonde girl at the bar, sitting there, and I'm like, hey, can you read my watch? I can't read my watch. She's like, that's your dick. I was like, yeah. She's like, that is so hilarious. You have to show my boyfriend. But old booze brain was like, okay, where is he? Where is he? Let's do it. There's no way this could go badly. So I walk up to this dude. She's like, oh my God, look what this guy just showed me. And I'm like, hey, can you read my watch? I don't know what time it is. And the guy's like, is that your fucking dick? I was like, literally picks me up by my shirt in like one motion, throws me through these double doors, like at this bar, land on the sidewalk. It would have hurt really bad if I weren't laughing so hard. So I hit the fucking concrete. This guy gets in my face, you know what I mean? All these people come outside. And it was funny because then he's like, dude, you got a pretty small watch to me. I'm like, it went over my wrist. Like, and his girlfriend's like, show him your watch. He's like, shut up. Show him. Everyone's like, yeah, where's your watch? He's like, oh, yeah. And he got all aggro and left. But like part of me wanted it to like turn into like a huge thing and like the cops to show up just because it would have been so funny explaining that. Like to the police, like, okay, how'd this all start? I'd be like, how'd it start? Well, officer, first of all, can you read my watch real quick? Or just I have a curfew. This is really quick. Here we go.